International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 7. Day 2. Outline. Roman number 2. The book of Acts reveals a group of people who live in the divine history by calling on the name of the Lord, suffering on behalf of the name of the Lord, and speaking in the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus. Capital A. Joel's prophecy and its fulfillment concerning God's New Testament Jubilee have two aspects. On God's side, He poured out His Spirit in the ascension of the resurrected Christ. On our side, we call on the name of the ascended Lord, who has accomplished all, attained unto all, and obtained all. Number 1. Our divine history in the midst of human history is a history of calling on the name of the Lord to enjoy the riches of Christ for the building up of the body of Christ as the fullness of Christ. Number 2. By calling on the name of the Lord, we keep ourselves in God's golden, divine history, a history that begins with Enosh, continues through the Old and New Testaments, and concludes with the last prayer in the Bible. Capital B. As we are living in the divine history, we suffer on behalf of the Lord's name within the human history. It is a real honor to be dishonored on behalf of the name, the very name of the man dishonored but God honored Jesus. Capital C. We carry out the divine history within the human history by speaking boldly in the name of Jesus. This name is the expression of the sum total of what the Lord is in His person and work. This is the end of today's outline.